Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Santos the catch. He'll speed off that. Curry cuts through, leaving Moody wide open on the right side. The three ball's good for Moses Moody. 70-62. Warriors on a 17-4 run right now. Moses Moody putting on the headset. Gonna look up here. Moses, how you doing?
All good, all good.
Tell me a little bit about this game you guys had to kind of, it seemed like, from up here, it seemed like you guys had to fight to get your rhythm back. What do you think about that, and what were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's how it goes when you fall a couple games. Get out of rhythm, you know, nobody gonna come save you. You gotta go do it the hard way. So that's what this was, doing it the hard way, figuring it out.
You came off a game that you'd like to forget in Miami, but you know, I saw you do a lot of little things, even if it meant just getting the ball into the paint, making an extra possession, an extra pass. What was your mindset coming in?
Making the plays. That's what's been the mindset all year. Coach's been preaching it a couple times. You know, just getting in there, needing to make the extra pass, and just always finding that. You know, keep the ball moving, keep the music singing.
I have to tell people that the reason people, they got Steph Curry walking right behind you, so they're screaming to see number 30. As we all know, Moses, he is like a Pied Piper out there.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about Guy Santos, because I got to tell you, do you get kind of fired up when he's out there with you? Because he makes all these little tips and rebounds and hustle plays.
Yeah, he does. He always gets extra possessions, extra energy, extra life. So, yeah, it's always great. I'm always grateful to have him on the floor because he does everything we need him to do.
Final question for you. It's kind of a personal question, but I always see you on the road trips sometimes when you get the chance to have your family around. How important is that for you, and what does that do for you in the middle of a long road trip?
Extremely important. You know, just throughout the NBA season, you're away from your family a lot. It's me especially. Like, I got extended family with my cousins and everything, so, you know, then a lot of those prime years are growing up, and I don't get to be around them day to day, so trying to get them around whenever I can.
Well, Moses, congratulations on the win. It was a much-needed win. I can tell you that the Clippers won in Brooklyn tonight, so you guys had to have this one. Congratulations on that, and we will see you tonight and, of course, on the plane to San Antonio.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you, Moses. Moses Moody, my postgame guest, 111-95. The final, Warriors with a win over the Pelicans. They sweep the season series. So Golden State, with the win, they get their 42nd win, and they clinch a winning record for the 12th time in the last 13 seasons. The only time they had a losing record in that stretch was the year both Klay Thompson and Steph Curry were out for the year. And so it's a really good indication of where the franchise is at right now in this Steph Curry, Steve Kerr, Draymond Green era. And certainly for the Warriors, they hope that this season will not be one where they just talk about having a winning record, that maybe have a winning playoff run right now, and then hopefully they can get that done. I thought tonight was kind of they didn't really get into, a good rhythm in this game until the second half. And I give the Pelicans a lot of credit for that. The Warriors were playing a team that was playing free and easy. They were playing a team that had nothing to lose, and playing a team that obviously knows the Warriors very well, with Willie Green as, you know, the head coach. He knows what Steve Kerr likes to do. He coached under Steve Kerr, so there's a lot of, familiarity between the two squads, and I think that's one of the things that makes it a hard win for the Warriors tonight. But I thought they had some really good performances tonight. Steph Curry got his game going. He was 5-16 from three, but little rust. And again, he's coming off an injury to his backside. And that's where you push. It's where you get all your power and your leverage. So that might be understandable. He had 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals tonight. And he hit shots when the Warriors need to hit shots. And personally, I think he had one taken away that should have been a made three. They said the foul was on the floor. I think he really hit 6 threes tonight, but I quibble. 18 points for Jimmy Butler. He had 10 rebounds to boot, 16 off the bench for Jonathan Kuminga. I thought, again, Kuminga was very patient tonight. We didn't see anything really hurried. He had a really nice bucket over Elfrid Payton where he backed him down, got him underneath the hoop, and just scored right over the top of him. That's what he can do. He has a good enough handle to do that on a lot of guys, and I really like that part of his game. Guy Santos, I mentioned, our electrifying player of the game, was a plus 15 tonight at 15 points off the bench for Quinton Post. The rookie continues to play well. 15 points in 17 minutes. Kuminga had 16 and 23. It's really good production from your bench. Six rebounds, two assists for Quinton Post. I love how he just takes charge out there at times and tells people where to go and where to line up. I think that's a really great quality. For the Pelicans, 18 for Bruce Brown tonight. He had seven rebounds. 12 points, 10 boards for East Misi, and then 11 off the bench for Jeremiah Robinson-Earl and the Keon Brooks Jr., two guys, again, playing for their NBA careers, and you got to give them a lot of credit for that. So as far as some of the other categories, second chance points were huge for Golden State tonight, 36-16. The Warriors took 11 more shots than the Pelicans and had 18 offensive rebounds, four for Kevon Looney, three for Quinton Post, and seven, count them, seven offensive rebounds for Jimmy Butler tonight. Extra possessions gives you a better chance to win, and that's what they did tonight.